Today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
At some point before 2020 is over, I want to utter this sentence to someone, all right? And the sentence will be as follows. I realize that's probably hard for you to understand with your amazingly soft life. Because we are on the air and because I do embarrass myself on the air.
Oh, yes.
Oh, no,
you're
going
to show it to us?
Oh, no.
How big is this thing? My God. You want to figure out? Oh, yeah.
Not the size.
Yeah. What is it?
Is it what, the branding?
Rob Spiewak, get ready, because Rob Spiewak is going to have an aneurysm.
Okay.
Okay.
It's got a brand on it, does it?
Yeah, it does.
What's DXL?
Destination Extra Large.
Think about it, dummy.
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Today's episode of The Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our bonus packages. Please go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and click on the bonus banner. You'll get access to all of our bonus content, and even better, you'll be helping out TMOS. So please, quit sucking, and we thank you.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store, and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's The Mike O'Mara Show.
All right, I'm having a technical issue right now.
What kind?
Just trying to see you guys. See where you are.
See us.
There, now I see you.
Hi.
See you, see me.
See you.
See me. Ebony and
Ivory.
Happy Monday.
That could almost be us.
Yeah.
Latte and Ivory.
Latte.
Yeah. Perfect harmony.
Other
was that
goods.
A racist album back then?
No, it was actually calling was for an end of racism.
It ended racism?
Calling for an end to racism.
I was like, that song ended racism? No. I think it's still not charting.
No,
it might be the worst. It might be the worst song that Paul ever did. Might be the worst song Stevie ever did. It's a horrible song.
It was criticized for its musicality.
Yeah, that's the problem with it.
So.
And by the way, the Ivory, I guess... Black market is just, it's decimated.
Yeah, but it's speaking more figurative, talking about keys on a piano keyboard.
Oh.
Like they say, tickle the ivories.
Oh, okay.
Right.
Or I were talking National Geographic.
No. Okay. Leave those tusks alone.
Excuse me.
Hey, teacher, leave those tusks alone.
What's the deal with ivory? What?
He was talking about ivory on the black market, and I was saying this really wasn't about, you
what's
know,
wrong with ivory? Is ivory on
because you have to kill
killing elephants.
Yeah.
Still?
Yeah. You don't know, not anymore. It's taboo.
What do you want, like elephant feet stools? Are you into that too?
Oh,
no,
for an elephant.
I'm wondering yeah. whether they are they still killing elephants? Because that doesn't make me happy.
No. As a matter of fact, the circus got rid of them too.
The white rhino is still endangered. Why am I laughing about it?
Go ask Alice.
Well, Mike, one pill makes you larger.
One pill make. Hey, I've got the right room for it.
Yeah.
One pill makes you happy, and the ivory coming down. And one pill sells your house, or you're in an empty house by the town. Go ask the realtor if you're gonna get screwed. Oh yes. You're dealing with liars, and they're always lying to you.
This Hello. Man's in a good mood compared to last
Mike,
week.
Mike, you almost never do your Grace Slick impression anymore.
Grace Slick, what the wingman said.
My favorite Grace Slick single line is from the song from Mannequin, where she goes, "Let him say we're crazy."
Let him say we're crazy.
Like the Mannequin soundtrack?
Yeah, it's from what's the name of that song?
Well, wasn't that a hit too?
Oh,
wasn't
huge that a single? Hit. Yeah.
Oh, what was the song?
Let them say we're crazy. I don't care about that.
Oh, it's that is a chart topper.
Yeah.
It is. Welcome to the Mike O'Mara
Show,
everyone.
I love that song.
Yeah. Great to have you
love
along.
Mannequin as well.
On Monday, hope everybody had a lovely weekend. We have had a lot of curiosity about the Golden and Platinum tickets.
Yes.
And a lot of people have been talking about that. And we made a decision last week.
To cancel it.
I made a decision.
Oh, no, not to cancel it.
I made a decision going against the wishes of Sir Spenzalot that we were going to not, if we didn't have a Golden or Platinum ticket respond to us, it's not our job to hunt them down.
Well, we have some good news that one of the winners, ladies and gentlemen, was actually located. And not located, they contacted a, they contacted us. Is that the way it goes, Rob Spiewak?
Mike, I got an email over the weekend, and safe to say that nothing's going to stop us now.
Oh, yeah.
A little music as I read this email.
Nice. Right.
Let's hear it.
Hi there, Rob. My name is Wade Newman. I am the platinum ticket holder.
Ooh.
I'm a 20-year listener and currently floored over by my winnings. My phone number is blank. And if you'd like to chat with me about anything, I'd love to do so. And so, Mike,
hello,
we have
Newman
on the line, Wade Newman. Wade, are you there?
I am indeed.
Our platinum ticket winner.
Thank you, guys. Thank you.
Well, it's important to point out that the winner of the platinum ticket gets flown to Florida.
Yes.
And gets to sit in with me on a live show. All the more reason what we were discussing yeah. earlier, Oscar.
Exactly.
He will be in the new studio. You will be in the new studio.
For the debut of the studio.
Here. The debut of the new studio. All the more reason,
that's
Oscar,
perfect.
I suppose
this is
you're
perfect.
Right. That'll perfect. Be, as a matter of fact, we're going to make that, Wade will be the very first guest in the new studio.
Yes.
And that's the way we're going to roll with that.
Oh, that's
and,
great.
Yeah, because Oscar and I were talking about my move and how we're moving into a new room. And I was saying, you know, let's just get a table and put it in the room. And Oscar says, no, you have to make it
that.
Look. You're better than that.
Well, your suggestion was good. A table. Oscar's suggestion was the Oval Office. I believe the truth lies somewhere in the middle.
Somewhere in between.
Oh, yes. Yeah, but he sent us furniture for like that. You got an Office Depot. We're like, oh, come on.
Well, I thought that could work. Let me tell you what I want. What I want is just a little more space. So I can have two computers in a certain location, you know.
A platinum winner in your home.
Exactly. Well, Wade Newman, you are going to be flown to Florida, where you are going to come to my home and do a show with me. Sit in on a show. You won't be doing the show. No pressure on you, Wade. You just get to hang out and watch the magic happen. What do you think of that?
Excited to be the first guest at the new Mar-a-Lago.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Look at that.
He gets
lingo.
The joke. Mm-hmm. He gets the joke. So the only thing we're going to have to coordinate on, Wade, is the timetable.
Background
and
check.
And find out when, yes, we will vet you 100%. You haven't killed anyone just to watch them die, have you, Wade?
No.
Okay.
That's Wade,
and you've been with the show a long time, right, Wade?
Yeah, since the terrestrial days. You guys used to be rebroadcast out of a station in Little Rock before they flipped to all sports, boo.
Mm.
Yeah.
That pesky sports
format. Did you find yourself in Arizona because of work, love, marriage?
Well, it's actually Arkansas. That's a common mistake. But I'm
Hold
just
on.
Really
let me
lucky.
Just check with. Let me check with my crew here. Which why have I been told for a week
I
now,
just
or
heard
a weekend?
Today.
That this guy was Arizona. Where did you get
Tony,
Rob,
did you
where
not
did you
tell
get?
Me?
That was where a shipping address.
AR?
Well, AR is Arkansas. AZ is Arizona.
Oh, did we?
Pony. You know what, Pony? Matthew.
I missed that little detail.
Yeah.
What,
we
the R,
it to the
R
right
confusing the R with the Z?
Yes. I think I read it a little quickly.
Did you get your fruitcake, Mr. Newman?
He did.
Okay.
Oh, did I ever?
I think it's incredible that we have a winner from Arkansas.
Yes.
I think
it's great. It's so much closer.
It's so much.
Cha-ching.
Yeah. I wouldn't rule out Uber.
It'll be a lot cheaper to fly somebody from Arkansas than Phoenix, Arizona.
Well, I think Arkansas, isn't that a hub for one of the major airlines?
Well, let me ask you, is it expensive for you to fly places, Wade?
Not really. I usually don't actually fly very much. I'm fairly phobic.
Ooh.
Oh, you're a phobic.
Just like my
you know,
I am,
if you
I,
want.
Am I am quite the driver.
Oh, if you want to drive, that's fine. If you want to drive, that's okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, we'll pay for an eighth of your gas.
A full tank.
No, no.
One full tank.
Mike, really, the idea that we have somebody coming from an affiliate that Don and Mike like was on at one point, that's cool.
Yes, that's a good thing. Right?
That's cool.
A really good thing.
That's cool.
We will, Wade, we're going to work out the details to your satisfaction and to my satisfaction, and we're not sure. I would say that definitely by probably by mid, I want to be conservative.
Yes.
Mid-February.
I would
this
say
will be buttoned
end
up.
Of March.
And
end
no later
March,
than
yeah, just because sure. depending on Wade's schedule, your right. schedule.
Do you have okay. plans? Schedule. Do you have plans for Labor Day, Wade?
Do not believe yeah, so. And
Rob,
I will absolutely
Rob,
I will make room.
I didn't need that joke. I didn't need
no,
that
no,
joke.
I don't want to overpromise.
No, no.
But I will. But it, but we there is a promise
Jeez.
Here. That we are honoring our platinum and golden ticket.
Of course.
Would you mind taking us through maybe your unboxing, how you found out?
Yeah, good idea.
I actually took a nap that day. My wife came in very excited. She had the box. She's the one who actually ordered it for me upon my request. I said, if anything I want for Christmas, just a fruitcake, I will be happy.
That's nice.
So the fruitcake comes in. I open the box. First thing I noticed was on top of everything was an ornament, Christmas ornament.
Oh, yeah.
And I got kind of excited. I was like, well, maybe they just decided to send an ornament just, you know, out of the kindness of their hearts. And I'm sitting there looking at it, and I realize there's a card. So I opened the card. Beautiful card, by the way. When I opened it, I saw the three signatures in it. Then I noticed there was a white sheet of paper face down, and I grab it and I pull it out and my jaw hits the floor. My wife takes the ticket from me and just starts screaming. And I'm like, I cannot believe this is happening right now. It's the greatest end to a very, very rough year that I could have ever asked for.
You know, I call Oscar Sir Spenzalot, but Oscar, we gotta send the wifey out.
Yeah, of course.
Oh yeah, of course. Of course
we gotta
course.
Send the wifey
yeah.
out too.
Yeah,
yeah. Your wife's gonna come with you. Yeah. We're gonna let your wife come in. Yeah, she was such a part. Would she be somebody who would want to come and she can stay at the hotel and you can you can roll over here and do the show. But
yeah,
she
no, she's very excited about a potential trip down. We figure we're just gonna cover all of Florida as much as we can. Since you guys are quite a way
yeah,
down.
Yeah, flying.
Like,
I don't blame you. I'm phobic too.
In Miami yeah. and. All of it. Let's see Florida. I haven't been there in ages.
Okay.
So.
All right. That's yeah. awesome. That's awesome. This
great.
Is so great.
This is awesome.
This is truly hearing the story about how you got it. Hey, was it actually a shiny ticket? I don't even know this. I don't even know whether.
No, it was. It's white, but I mean, technically, platinum is a white metal.
It's on cardstock. It was on cardstock.
It was on cardstock.
Yeah, we sprung for the cardstock.
Now, my question is, as I recall, you ordered not great. The super deluxe. You just ordered the standard fruitcake, right?
Yes.
So when you saw the
really
ornament,
blew my mind.
When you saw the ornament and the card and the deluxe packaging, yeah. you probably thought something was up right away.
Not really. I just thought maybe it was something you guys included.
Until
I opened the card and saw the signatures. That's when something started clicking in my head. And then when I pulled that,
that's so cool.
I love that the platinum ticket was face down, so I didn't immediately see it. I pulled it out and it was just like, I can't believe this is even happening.
I'm so happy right now.
That's awesome.
And I'm so happy with the guys that did all of this, you know, for our listeners that I'm just excited now. And I am so delighted that you're
what a moment.
Be, coming yeah. out here. I mean, I'm just this is something we have to do every year. It's so fun. And you're going to make a trip of it to the great Sunshine State. Coming down at a great time of the year.
The best time, yeah.
We're super psyched about this, Wade. And, and this is your deal here, Wade. This is your deal.
Now, Mike, you have to choose.
Coming.
Mike, you have to choose. Are you going to do that or are you going to do Hello, Newman? Because
no,
I don't think you can do both.
I
don't know if
it's hard. It's bad. But I like Wade and I like the way he told the story. So this is fantastic.
And we got to say thank you not just to Wade, but to his wife who actually pulled the trigger on the fruitcake. That's the kind of support that makes this project work.
Very sweet.
I'm so glad that the platinum ticket, which was absolutely randomly decided
and sent to Arizona.
I'm so and sent all the way to Alabama. I am so glad.
Yeah, the only thing it almost makes me forget.
No.
You know, really. Maybe you know we were discussing before the show. Pony and his zeal to leave. Right? You know? Right?
No, that was my zeal to print that day.
No, but ultimately it was so you could get out of there.
It's fine.
Pony loves leaving.
It was at random.
He does love leaving.
Yeah, you know what?
All guys that work for organizations like ours have ponies that want to leave.
Yeah,
and
everyone has got a trait. Like,
and drink gin.
Mac loves to sit down.
Right.
Pony loves to leave.
He loves to leave. Loves to leave a party. Loves to leave work. You know, that's it. And
doesn't
that's
love to leave
Arizona,
the country.
He's always early.
Always early.
He's always early.
That's where Delight, Arkansas became...
Delight, Arizona.
Became Delight, Arizona. But Wade, the important thing Wade. About this is you are the winner. And we're going to give you a nice round of applause.
Yeah! Oh, you got thank you, guys.
Yeah. Ticket. And what is your lovely bride's name, Wade?
It is Lindsay. She is the love of my life.
Oh, Lindsay and Wade. You got any youngins?
Just fur babies.
All just right. Fur babies.
Okay.
Are they, right. are they cats or dogs?
Both.
How do they cohabitate?
Okay. Oh, very well, very well. They all get along. I'm very blessed to have such wonderful critters around the house.
Hmm. Oh, that's nice. Well, we look forward to it, and obviously you'll have some flexibility, hopefully, and we'll get together and figure out the details, and it'll be a big day when you come to do the very first show in the new studio. I'm very, very excited about that. Not a lot of people come and visit me down here to be on the air. I have friends that come occasionally, but it's going to be spectacular. So thank you, Wade. We appreciate it.
Thank you so much, guys. I appreciate it. You guys are just amazing and have made such an impact in my life.
That's wonderful. We'll see you in Florida.
Thank you.
Happy New Year, Wade.
That's Wade Newman, our big platinum guy. And now it still means that out there somewhere, and
right.
If we don't hear from this person, that's it.
Yeah.
There will be
and
no
Goldilocks
winner
land.
Of the golden ticket. And the golden ticket is a Northern Virginia winner.
I think it is because the abbreviation for Virginia is WA,
no, it's Vermont.
Right?
I think it's Vermont. Leesburg, yeah, Vermont.
You know, you're making the joke, but I'm serious now. Yeah. I mean, we know it is?
We know for sure. We know for sure it is Virginia.
And it's a person from, is it Leesburg, Virginia?
Yes. I wish Pony hadn't mentioned it, but now it's out.
Well, why did you not?
You could have just said Virginia, a little more show busy.
Yeah, make it a little more vague. Yeah. It's a little more fun.
Well, but no, this is funnier because it's Leesburg.
But they've got it now. They've probably thrown it away.
Yeah, could be.
It's probably in the wind.
Or they're just like, I'm saving my fruitcake for maybe March.
Choosing my spots. You know, it could be in a suburban freezer.
Yes.
Yes.
Well, nobody puts the whole box in the freezer.
Maybe someone does.
Have you been to a foreign household? All they do is put boxes in freezers.
Yeah, and it could be, Mike, in that neck of the woods, if you're on the right side of 15, you might be one of those big round table in the foyer houses. They got all kinds of freezers.
Do you ever buy a box of fruit? And I don't know why I'm adding stereotypes to my people.
But
my
Mike, mom, do you ever buy a box of fruit?
My mom has mangoes that you just buy the whole box.
Yes, of course.
I don't know why she needs so many. Yeah. She throws all of them into the garage refrigerator.
Mike, do you ever go to the Mercado, and buy a bushel of tomatilla? And you just come home and you put the whole thing in the freezer?
I put the whole box in.
Yes. Yeah.
Because we have a giant freezer.
Yes, yeah. You do.
We have a gigante freezer. Look, because this is a local Leesburg, Virginia winner.
Yes.
I will make one more exception. Ooh. Because I'm feeling magnanimous right now.
Well, you felt the love.
And then that's it.
Wade.
And if this individual does not know, I will announce the winner. Now, if this person was in Sacramento, I wouldn't do this. Okay. We generated these tickets randomly and I wouldn't pop for whatever the hell it is to get Sacramento. I'm not going to do that. But because this is a local Virginia winner, I will make a one-time exception. And when we do this in the future, you should be aware, check the box and make sure, because you never know what's in it. So, Pony Boy Matthew Bloom, do we have the name of the Leesburg, Virginia winner golden ticket? Because I am willing, because this does not involve significant travel, I am willing to make the announcement on the show.
I think you should maybe, Mike, just give their initials.
No.
Come on. And then maybe tomorrow give another clue.
What about the first name today and the last name tomorrow?
Ooh, I like that. Ooh.
If you wish, I will play it that way. Pony, give us the first name.
What's in the power?
The first name is Shannon.
Oh,
Shannon.
Shannon.
I threw away my box of fruitcake.
I cannot believe that I was the recipient of the golden ticket, and I threw it into the garbage can.
It went right through my fingers.
Now, whoa, am I? What will I do?
And I live in the town where Rob Spiewak takes his dumps.
That's right. He is consequently a neighbor.
That's right. Boy, I'm so disappointed. I'm so disappointed. I will not treat myself today to any candy.
No, hold on a second.
Oh, you're looking for it.
No candy.
I thought while you were working on doing your Scott Shannon, I can cover that. I can do a Scott Shannon and say to those who serve.
So no candy whatsoever?
I would like to say congratulations to all those good Samaritans dropping carrots on Australia so the animals won't starve.
But you might eat a carrot, but you won't eat any candy?
No, I won't eat any candy. What kind of candy?
Oh, I don't know. Maybe a candy that's not square.
How about round?
Round is good, maybe with a hole in it.
I would call that a lifesaver.
But what flavor lifesaver?
Wintergreen.
Peppermint.
And traditional five flavors.
The All-Americans present Scott Shannon with more hit music.
WMAK. Nashville, Shannon in the morning.
I love this show.
There you
go. It's so strange.
The worst show ever.
So tomorrow the last name, but yes. Shannon, Shannon in Leesburg, or if you know the Shannon I'm talking about,
or a guy.
If it could be a guy.
Yeah,
I got a guy I play golf with named Shannon, so it could be a guy or a gal. But that makes it even more fun.
Guy or gal,
it does.
Ooh. Let them know tomorrow the last name of Shannon, and if there are a bunch of Shannons in Leesburg, which I don't doubt there are.
Oh, there's a lot of everything in Leesburg, including fun.
Yeah, big time fun.
Sure.
Very, very exciting. And with that said, congratulations to Wade Hello Newman.
Newman.
And his wife, Lindsay, and their furry creatures. That's delightful. We have a platinum ticket winner. Life is good. When we come back, there is controversy over a TMOS listener.
Yes.
And it involves jealousy and perhaps organized crime. When we come back on the mic.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Can I help you, pal?
I don't know what to say.
Do you want an autograph or something?
No. My name is Arthur. Penny Fleck is my mother.
Jesus. You're the guy that came to my house yesterday.
Yes. I'm sorry, I just showed up, but my mother told me everything, and I had to talk to you.
Look, pal, I'm not your father. What's wrong with you?
Look at us. I think you are.
Well, that's impossible. Because you were adopted, and I never slept with your mother. What do you want from me, money?
No, I wasn't adopted.
She never told you?
Told me what?
Your mother adopted you while she was working for us.
That's not true. Why are you saying that?
That she was arrested and committed to Arkham State Hospital when you were just a little boy.
Why are you saying this? I don't need you to tell me lies. I know it seems strange. I don't mean to make you uncomfortable. I don't know why everyone is so rude. I don't know why you are. I don't want anything from you. Maybe a little bit of warmth. Maybe a hug, Dad. How about just a little bit of fucking decency? What is it with you people? You say that stuff to my mother?
She's crazy. You think this is funny?
Dad, it's me.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
That's
Mike
fun.
O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana.
And now, from his easy chair, here's Mike.
Nominated today, this morning, just a few minutes ago, a few hours ago, an hour ago. For the Academy Award. That's Joaquin Phoenix from The Joker. And just hand it to him. I mean, just hand it to him. There's no one close
terrifying.
To him.
I watched about five
terrifying.
Clips again. I watched like five clips again just on YouTube in my office to pick out a show open. And it upsets me to watch it on a 4-inch screen. It's upsetting. Yeah. It's literally
profiled
upsetting.
Last night on 60 Minutes, Joaquin Phoenix really I've gone to a new level with the guy.
Is he your favorite actor named Joaquin?
Yeah, he is. No, he's my favorite actor, period, right?
Okay.
Now, because he has the danger element.
Yeah.
You don't know even when you're interviewing him, and he's relaxed. They said it. He's more relaxed with his family. When Anderson Cooper did a stellar job of interviewing him last night. I love that piece, and I love Joaquin Phoenix, and the movie's The Joker, and it's the very first Joker Batman movie that I have loved, loved, loved. So take that for what it's worth. We are live from the Podcast Village Studios in our nation's capital, Washington, D.C. This is the Mike O'Mara Show, the Mike O'Mara Show, or TMOS to our friends, a worldwide podcast and radio show with a family of listeners who are unrivaled in their love and support for the program. If you're a first-timer, sit back, relax, and prepare to be entertained. And for our longtime friends, thank you from the bottom of our hearts for spreading the word every day about TMOS. With everything I've been dealing with, one of my favorite places to be every single day, and I mean that from the bottom of my heart, from Martinsburg, West Virginia, to Detroit, Michigan, Rajasthan, India. Did I get that right?
I believe that's exactly right, yeah.
Bunky, Louisiana.
Bunky.
Bunky, Louisiana.
Bunky. Well,
when I go down, visit my mama.
Where's she?
She live in Bunky. She live down in Bunky. We going to see her dad and Bunky, and then we're bringing my brother is bringing a bride over from overseas from Rajasthan, India.
She'll love Bunky.
We're going to go to Bunky, Louisiana. No. Hygiene, Colorado,
oh,
no.
Yes. Oh, yes. It's very clean.
Oyster Bay, very Jamaica. Clean. Rob is making up names.
No.
If you have a city that we are neglecting, please send it to Rob with two B's at MikeOmerishow.com. Maybe your name will get it on this show. Get on. Get in the thing or so.
Bunky.
Today's show brought to you by, is that what's troubling you,
Bunky?
The show today is brought to you by Third Love. Third Love does bras differently. Their bras are designed, you know, if you're from Chicago, it would be a different commercial.
It would.
Third Love does bras differently. Their bras are designed to fit you, not the other way around. Their bra styles are designed with measurement data from millions of women and made to fit your life. They have over 80 bra styles, but they also know that the only size that matters is yours. Did you know breast shape matters when finding a good fit? Did you know that, Bunky? Third Love helps you identify your breast size and shape and find styles that fit your body. Plus, straps that won't slip and no itch tagless labels. And super thin memory foam cups that mold to your shape. Plus, the perfect fit promise. If after 60 days you don't love it, return it. Third Love will wash it and donate it to a woman in need. So far, Third Love has donated over $50 million in bras.
What?
$50 million. Shut up. Carla loves hers. You're going to love your Third Love bra. Third Love knows there's a perfect bra for everyone. So right now, they are offering our listeners 15% off their first order. Go to thirdlove.com/TMOS right now to find your perfect fitting bra and get 15% off your first purchase. That's thirdlove.com/TMOS, 15% off today. Send it to them. If they don't like the fact that I did this bra commercial with a Chicago accent, then, you know, I'll redo it for him. We'll do a make.
I love the Chicago.
I love it. It's perfect. Nice.
The guy, our executive producer from Arkansas, he knows how to get all those make goods on the air. That's what he does.
I remember when we were on the mobile home and we overnighted in Joliet, and I heard a guy in the coffee shop say, two coffees, black.
Two black coffees right now to Bears. Mike Ditka can change the weather by his mood. I had my 14th heart attack last week because I ate too many brats. That's the way it goes. All right. I am going to Facebook right now.
Yes.
I am where there was a bit of a fan club controversy yesterday. I think it was yesterday. Might have been Saturday carrying over into Sunday, but it was concerning our listener who's been in the spotlight for quite some time. His name is Paulie Christine. You know him, you love him.
He enjoys his time in the spotlight.
He likes his time in the spotlight, and he's funny, and he's been a contributor.
If you're talking about power rankings, a true rising star amongst the TMOS fan club.
And holding steady.
Well, yeah. he's done a really nice job getting some promos out there, doing the whole New York thing. He's a great social networker.
A failed attempt at a satellite show.
Movie show, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, he hasn't really, that never really got off the ground. I'm not sure about that.
No, but I think, what is it? It was an Amato.
Yeah. Well, you know, he's got a lot.
Jim, Christine, Jim right? divorced him. We don't really know the reason. Yeah, yeah, but, yeah. Jim divorced him. All right, so I'm going through here.
Like a 2020 Dateline special.
The pictures. All right, I don't see
well,
the
Well, you got to break up if he does that.
Well, so exactly why did Jim Amato lure Pauly Christine to his house?
And why did Pauly have three bottles of Parrot brand rum in his bedroom?
Yeah. So Pauly, you know, has called us for years being the, you know, the Paisan from Brooklyn. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Whole thing.
I believe he was an original fruitcake winner in the 12 Days of Fruitcake. That might have been how we met him.
Now, he's a bus driver from Brooklyn. That's right. What he does. But and we all were speculating where the, you know, these luxury vacations, one after the
frequent.
The other. By the way, it was his birthday this weekend.
Yep.
And
what
and
island did he travel to?
I think he went to Jamaica, man.
Okay.
I think he went to Jamaica. I think that's where.
Stay tuned for a promo that will explain it.
Oh, yeah. Can't wait.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay. So, anyway, he's a very nice man. And, you know, we were all speculating on Friday or Thursday's show where he got the, you know, the moolah from to do this.
And let's be clear here. This is sheer jealousy.
Oh, yeah.
This man is living, as we said on Friday, his best life. Every time you see him, it's a big bowl of pasta on his Facebook page,
trip to the pork
Instagram
store.
Or wherever you may be lurking, checking out Pauly Christine, or he's on a different continent, he's in a different beach location,
or a fabulous Broadway show.
Yes,
he goes into the city a lot for the shows,
and he's a big. I'm looking at the history. He's got Richard Dreyfuss. He's got pictures with Dreyfuss, with Opie and Anthony. He's got pictures with all. Seems to be a big fan of Jaws.
He loves it. I know he does love Jaws. I know this.
I know more about this man than I really should. But the Jamaica picture was where he's going down, maybe to a niece and nephew's wedding or something.
I believe so.
There's synchronized dancing is what got me in the pool.
I prefer synchronized swimming.
Yeah, that's probably what it's called.
A lot of pictures.
Olympic sports though?
No, I don't think so.
No, right?
No. But you know what? A crowd favorite.
Crowd favorite, yeah.
Big one that you will have put on ABC on a Saturday afternoon. They'll give it an hour.
They still do that thing with the ribbons?
Oh, the dancing?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I like that though.
Mm.
Big long ribbons.
I think I
on
said happy birthday to him this weekend too.
Big sidebar, there's a new Netflix special called Cheer.
Yep.
That dives into multiple episodes. I thought it was satire at first. Like it was going to be
like a Christopher Guest thing.
Yeah, like how cheerleading is
cheerleading. Yeah.
And then I sat there and I said, "Our lives are too good. Our lives are too good that somebody made a documentary on how hard cheerleading is."
Oh, and it is a real deal. Yeah.
Well, you're preaching to the choir there. That's
and
for
by
sure.
the way, whoever greenlit it is a pervert.
Well, no, not necessarily. Remember, if you cheer real hard,
those are some short shorts.
By the way,
you can become president of the United States.
A sentence that Mike O'Mara wants to say to one of the Cocoonville faithful down here.
Uh-huh.
At some point before 2020 is over, I want to utter this sentence to someone, all right? And the sentence will be as follows. I realize that's probably hard for you to understand with your amazingly soft life. Good, isn't it? Isn't that good? I like that, don't you?
Yeah.
Is that nice?
I like that. Because you're not calling them life. You're not calling them butterflies.
No.
Or snowflakes.
You're not doing that. You're just saying you don't have it tough.
Yeah. It's soft.
Yeah. So Pauly Christine goes to this wedding. All I know and now I can't find the picture. And I don't know if anybody else saw the picture.
It was reported.
Oh.
Well, now I'm nervous now. For some reason,
don't be nervous.
Now I'm nervous.
Don't be nervous.
There are haters.
Well, the important thing is when we were speculating about the money, we were saying, well, how does he get that money? Perhaps he's involved with some of the stuff that New York films about.
I allege he was a drug mule because I had just seen the movie Mule with Clint Eastwood. So I was like, well, maybe he's moving stuff.
I don't know.
Well, we're not sure. Pauly Christine. So I flew down to Jamaica. It was a good chance to go see my... Turn that up a little bit, Rob. Got to give me a little more level on that. All right? Very good. All right. Maybe the scent. Because are you hearing it loud now?
Yeah. It's great now.
I'm not hearing
it's
it
great.
At all. Yeah, I'm not hearing it at all.
Let's send it to
you.
I will.
Thank you very much. Very good. So, yeah. So then we went in the meat truck and we saw Paulie's friend who was on the hook, and it was really, really frustrating. And, you know, we joked and joked and we talked about Paulie and what he might be involved with. And then, look, all I know is there was some picture of some card that was inviting people to celebrate this wedding, and I may have seen another last name.
Oh!
Yeah. Do you know the name I'm talking about?
No!
Would you like to know the name that I saw?
I'd love, yeah.
Gambino! Hello.
Hello.
Hey, welcome to the wedding. Hope you're having a good time.
I know I'd go from rags to
riches. I never allege anything.
No.
So,
but it certainly explains why the wedding might be off the continental United States.
I don't know.
Off book is like...
I don't want to speculate.
Make sure you see the cake.
Remember. Pay in Bitcoin.
I don't care. I love the guy.
I do too.
I'm fine. And... if he wants to explain, he is more than welcome to call, and we will interview him. We will give him the Inquisition.
Of course.
Yes, yes, Oscar Santana.
Paulie, there's a show on CNBC called American Greed, and they usually find out that the person's living a different life by living a life of luxury.
Right.
That
oh,
is,
boy.
That does not, I guess, coincide with the profession.
Right.
And I'm not saying that.
Jive.
I'm not saying that's the case with you.
Right.
I'm just saying that the worm usually turns when they said, you know, people were wondering on one of his favorite podcasts why he was going on vacation so much.
And, right.
But they figured, you know, maybe it was a family inheritance or...
hey, never mind that. It's almost time for the champagne toast.
People named Paulie. There was that one. Hey, how you doing? I'll try to channel my Paul Servino right now.
Oh, good.
Hey, how you doing? This is my son Paulie. They had a Paulie. This is Paulie Jr. This is Paulie Jr. and little Paulie. It's Paulie over here. It's Paulie here. Your little Paulie. Paulie over here. Paulie and Peter. This is Peter. He's related to Paulie.
I don't think he's doing anything illicit.
No,
just for the record.
No.
Yeah, he's a friend. Like he's a friend of the show. Friend of mine. He's a friend of yours.
Yeah, you know, he's probably, I would say, you know, he's past 40, maybe not yet to 50.
I think his wife is. I think he's got like a reverse situation of what Carla has. Like, you know, like essentially, his wife pays for everything.
Oh, I see.
And then Paulie's Carla has the best life ever.
Yeah.
By the way, none of this changes the way we feel about the young man.
Not at all.
And, no.
Cue the Layla music. So Paulie went to Jamaica, but he wanted to make sure that he left no stone unturned. So while Paulie was in Jamaica, some things started happening. Some guys that probably were shooting their mouths off and buying their wives pink Cadillacs and fur coats did a little too much talking. He was cutting all his connections to the Lufthansa heist. There you go. That's right. And meanwhile, back in Jamaica, they were having a big wedding party for everybody.
Hey!
Paulie, how you doing?
Hey!
Hey, I want you to meet Paulie. Want to meet Paulie and my other Paulie over here? And this is Paulie, and we'd have a big, and they're going to be a big long shot of me eating a sausage. Eating a sausage as I'm sitting there. No, I'm Big Paulie. I'm Big Paulie. Anyhow, that's it. So
I look forward to hearing from him.
For those of you who think we've been spending too much time talking about a man who has done amazing contributions for this show.
Nothing but support from the man.
Lovely man.
So that's it. Here's Paulie. All right, that's enough of Paulie. We will move on now, ladies and gentlemen. And when we come back, I do want to... Oh, that's coming up in news you may not need. Thank you for that, Rob Spiewak.
You'll hear a lot of him today.
God damn it. Really? Sad. Yeah. We'll talk about either Dave and Buster's, or I will just purge what is really topmost on my mind, my failed real estate transaction. Yeah. Happy, happy, joy, joy. We'll take a break. Come back with more fun on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hey, look who it is.
Oh, greetings from Jamaica, man. Now, while I'm sunning and funning in the Caribbean, I can still watch the Mike O'Mara Show on Facebook Live or listen to the TMOS Player Pod app. So remember, Paisans, no matter where you go in this great big world, you can bring the Mike O'Mara Show with you. I read. So now let's get back to the man as legendary as Bob Marley himself, Mike O'Mara.
Thank you, Paulie. Appreciate that. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show.
Aubrey.
Love him. For some reason, I'm a little nervous now. You know that honey is sweet, but yes. Honey is also a sweet way to save money. Honey is the free online shopping tool that automatically finds the best promo codes and applies them to your cart. But how does it feel to save with honey? Saving with honey is like hitting every green light on your commute because honey will surprise you with savings, savings, savings you're not expecting. Honey makes you feel like a princess living in the kingdom of value. Is that you?
That's beautiful, isn't it?
Boy, what writing. Yes. Honey has found its over 18 million members.
Yep.
It saved them over $2 billion in savings. Did you know Honey supports over 30,000 stores online, including Macy's, Target, Sephora, Best Buy, and more, and they're adding more every day. Users love Honey. That's why it has over 100,000 five-star reviews on the Google Chrome Store. Using Honey feels pretty great. Think of it as a little daily victory. Plus, it's free to use and installs in just a few seconds. Get Honey for free at joinhoney.com/TMOS. That's joinhoney.com/TMOS. Thank you, Honey.
Hey, you know, you got to use it, Honey.
Oh, appreciate that, Honey. Okay, I need to purge this.
You're
purge? But I also am hesitant because if I tell this, it's very close to home.
Right.
It's very close to it.
Literally.
We're selling our house.
That's terrific,
the house on the market.
Yeah.
I think I told you 3 days after I put my house on the market, we sell it.
Yeah, you had a nibble. You had a nice bite and you were ready to go.
Well, no, it wasn't a nibble. It was a contract. And we got a contract on it.
Hey, do you know how you buy and sell homes?
You know how to stop a radio show?
I'm just saying, like, a nibble makes
Oscar,
no
please.
Sense.
No,
that's like saying a real nail biter. It's the same thing. It wasn't a nibble.
Oh, okay.
It wasn't a nibble. It was a contract is an offer.
I appreciate
and then,
that
and then
from
we,
you,
and then
Mike.
We went back,
from you,
and then
I
we
appreciate
went back
that.
And forth. We went back and forth, and then it was agreed to.
Mm-hmm. I bought a house once, and it was more than 6 feet wide, so maybe it's a different set of rules.
I love my
house.
I do.
What
I
I'm dealing
house.
With right now is you that we signed a contract. It was done. There's a 15-day period where one deposit comes at the beginning, and then at the end, all real estate contracts, you need the big deposit, and then it's done. Well, the big deposit never came in, and it was this issue that we went back and forth with the roof, and it was frustrating, and I did this, and they didn't like it, and then I did this, and they wanted more, and then I did this, and they wanted more, and they never wanted anything more. So the long and short of it, I finally got pissed.
Yeah.
And
when you get pissed,
it's
bets are off.
Well, I called their representative, and I was furious. And it was just, and I don't want to go much further than that, other than to say that, you know, I've always known that any contract in real estate is only good when it's closed on, when it's done.
It's never done until it's done.
It's never done until it's done. And this was the, my realtor representing me said that he'd never seen anything like this in 18 years.
Mike, it's like that guy that Larry King fell asleep during. When he says, until you've written the last sentence of the book, you've got nothing.
Yeah.
You've got
nothing.
And
that's true.
Yeah.
It's absolutely true. Mm. But it was maddening, and I screamed and yelled at the end because I said, they wanted to come by and look at it one more time. And I said, no, you've done nothing, and we've done everything. And that, to me, would be one more hoop almost for I didn't allow
Why
that to
buy
happen.
Why buy the cow, Mike, when you're giving away the milk?
I felt like I was jumping through a hoop for absolutely no reason.
Very
and
close,
it
Oscar.
Was, and it was, and, and by the almost? Way, this included me having personal conversations with the guy that wanted to buy this house.
Which is,
who,
that's
which
over
is
and
really
above.
Rare.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Very rare.
And borderline, by the way, I mean, is that against that realtor creed?
No, because it went through our realtors.
Oh.
Okay.
But I will tell you that at the end of it, I will never do it again. I will never do it again, and I will honor absolutes of a contract, and I will never back off from that because that these are in place. These situations are in place for a reason, and I have lost sleep over this, and it's terrible. And, you know, if you want to move down to Florida, here's a beautiful empty house now that's available for you.
Yeah.
It was
You're literally you know, doing your show from what is an empty room.
Yes.
It's an empty room.
Yeah. What's that to the right? Is that a jacket or?
No, it's a framed Red Sox jersey.
That's
Kurt, no. Shit. On the floor, right there.
What is that?
Yeah, there seems to be some sort of dongle or umbrella or a golf jacket.
That's I don't know what that is.
Yeah, you know what? Honest with you. That's always what's.
Why is there a hand sticking out of it?
Yeah.
I'm kidding. It's not a body.
Hey, it's not
pedestals.
Hey, can I ask you a
question? Hey, where'd you get that rug from?
I'm so curious.
That's a nice rug.
Hey!
Polly!
Hey.
Polly had some rugs!
Hey!
Oh.
Can I use that? I got something I got to roll up in it.
It's a it's a clothing thing. It's a cover for jackets and stuff.
Oh, okay. All right.
A garment cover.
A garment bag.
A garment cover. Yeah, thank you very much.
Garment bag?
Garment bag. Yeah, garment
or
bag.
Is it a body bag?
No, it's a garment bag.
Depends on the size of the body.
It's a garment bag. It's a fat man's garment bag.
FMGB.
You know what? $25.
You know, because we are on the air and because I do embarrass myself on the air.
Oh, yes. Oh,
no.
You gonna show it to us?
Oh,
how
no.
How big is this thing? My God. You want to figure out? Oh, yeah.
Not the size.
Yeah.
What is it?
Is it what the branding?
Rob Spiewak, get ready. Because Rob Spiewak is going to have an annual.
Okay.
Okay.
It's got a brand on it, does it?
Yeah, it does.
What's DXL?
Destination Extra Large.
Think about it, dummy. And you know what? F them for putting their logo that big on a garment
bag. Yeah, really, 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 really. They can. You know what? I don't want. No one wants to advertise
those are
that.
12-inch letters. Double XL, Destination XL, men's apparel.
Hey, and if you didn't see it on that side, hey, let's put it on this side, too.
You know what they're going to say? They're going to say, come in and buy a jacket, fatty.
Let me see if I can fit into it.
You got to travel with that?
Yeah. Could you hang this up at the front of the airplane, please?
This will be a fun way to do this.
Please. That looks like a hockey bag.
All right. You know, this is where I want both of you to know.
Yeah.
I sacrificed my.
Please.
Yes.
DXL.
Well, you really can't put it on because it has no sleeves.
It sounds kind of cool. DXL.
Well, it's like a wrapper?
No, DXL.
I can't wear it. The old ones where it was just empty at the bottom.
Yeah.
No. But that, Mike, that is big. That's,
Yeah.
That would cover some patio furniture.
How's this for a free commercial?
That's beautiful. And you know what's great? Not only is it great for transporting.
What's that in the back of the room?
Not only is it great
what's
for
that,
transporting.
Mr. ADD, what's that in the back of the room?
ADD! How dare you?
I was intrigued. Well, how about when we're having a business meeting before the show and I'm trying to get information out of you about coming down here and you're more concerned with whether your coffee's the right amount?
This is wrong. Right. This is wrong. What is this, pony?
The man who gave us the wrong state, and I question him, please.
Yeah. But, Mike, make sure that thing gets put away. Otherwise, your grill will rust.
Winner, once again. It is a grill cover.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness gracious. This is so the long and short of this is that it's still gnawing at me because I feel like I got played. Because we did everything that people wanted, and then we did. And you know what? There's a part of me that's the non-principled part of me that says, you know, maybe it's still a potential that they were being honest and miscommunication happened. I don't know. But at the same time, I did everything.
That's showing a good heart, though. Don't you think if that was the case,
changed.
They could have resolved
it? You guys know more of the details than I'm sharing.
What is a negotiation except for the back and forth?
But, I mean, at the end of the day, I didn't want to jump through another hoop. It was on general principle. Yeah. You've seen the house. You've seen it. You've had it inspected. You've had everything like that. And I'm like, what are you making me do this again for? You mean now you're just deciding that the other person in the relationship wants to come
They're
by?
They're absolutely
and,
needling you and trying to get one more thing
why
out of you.
Why would they do it? Why would they do it?
Some people are wired like that.
Why would
like
they
that?
Immediately say, this is what we want, and then make us sit around for a month? It's bizarre. And I'm not going to attribute anything sinister to them until I know the facts. And I don't know if I ever will.
Some people have a sort of a power thing going on. And when they finally.
Really?
Yeah. I'm not saying that that's the case
or
here.
Or they're. This is what the mix. I guess the mixed signals you're getting, Mike, is they ought. It's like they squat on the house because they buy it. They essentially put an offer on it. Right,
they freeze you.
Yeah,
they you have to freeze.
That's a power. Yeah.
Now it's a power play, but it's also like the FOMO, fear of missing out.
Yeah.
So you're in. You're engaged. You're moving forward, and then the slow roll that comes. And I've seen this in other deals of friends of mine where it ends up being a longer process than they ever thought it would.
Right.
And frankly, you are lucky to be in a position where you can say either take it or leave it. And that's what no one ever expects.
Right. Not really, though, because it's not something I wanted to do. I believed in my heart of hearts that a decision had not really been made. And that's why I walked away. I was not now. And
my ass and deal still, notes. We're dollars in escrow.
The initial deposit you have to write a contract with.
Okay.
Which is $1,000.
That is serious, though.
But obviously not serious enough to, you know, bind to them, get the second. The way it works with a real estate contract, you put a small deposit down, then you put the second deposit down, which is earnest money that goes into escrow, and that never happened.
Okay,
and
when that never happened.
I should have said that after 15 days. I should have said,
so long,
that's it. And and it was all about the, you know, I'm not going to give the details, but that was enough
to do it. I know you had
it's horrible because I am not in a position to tell them to go scratch.
Yeah.
I'm in a position where I need to get this sold.
And you had a rare week last week anyway. I'm sorry that you're having to go through all this.
It was horrible. Yeah. It was horrible. Well, I talk about coming in here and I'm not proud of this. I love my son and I love my wife and I love my family and I love my life down here. But I spend a lot of time sitting in a chair with my stomach just, eating itself alive from the inside out.
I want to clarify. This is not a financial position. It's the position that you know enough about a deal if a deal's not going to happen. It's wasted time. So you have to get to the next deal ASAP or else you're sitting on a house that now is empty.
But until then, he's
hog-tied. Kind of the way I thought.
Yeah.
And the house was immaculate. And Carla had put it together in such a way that it showed beautifully. And so they wanted to come over the day she had boxes and we were moving.
Of course.
Yes. And we went, no, that's not it. If you sign your contract, then yes.
Also,
but no, you'd seen it already. Not only had you seen it, you had seen it. And they're going to say, well, the other party didn't. The husband didn't see it. The husband wasn't down here when they did the inspection and the walkthrough and everything was signed off on. And we did repairs. And it was just bizarre. It still is bizarre.
Yep.
And I will never understand what the motivations were.
And
I'll never, other than not trusting us to do the last piece of the puzzle, which we had agreed to in writing and would have withheld the money for closing until it was done.
It makes no sense. And also, off air, we've had lengthy conversations where every time we talk to you, like you were doing something to fix the house to get it ready
to go.
One
step closer.
Right?
Like
on a
speed train.
Yes.
I was doing all this stuff. And so it speaks to how serious. Probably not.
No.
Probably never.
No.
But the FOMO factor of freezing everybody, which has probably been, I would assume if it's been done once, it's been done a few times, but I'll never know. And, was there anyone that ever reached out to me, the representatives or anything? No, it just goes away. Mm-hmm. Then again, the representative their representative got it from me, short and sweet and very, very clearly Friday morning, you know. And it was a hell of a week.
Did you use a character voice?
No, I wish I had.
Oh, okay.
You know? Yeah.
Al Pacino?
Everyone. I would be the Martian from a Looney Tune. Everyone's dishonest. Anyway, that's it.
I'm going to blow you up.
Yeah. Anyway, that's that. It's fun.
We're going to need you to spackle the walls.
Really glad that I got that off my chest. And by the way, for those of you that have asked, and I appreciate all the sentiment, my daughter is seemingly doing very, very well back in New York. And God bless her. And she even wanted me to repeat the video that we watched together. She laughed outside. You'll like this, Rob. She said, what is that George Carlin video? I said, no, honey, that's not the one we watched. That was Bob Hope. I showed her Bob Hope and Dolores Hope in Jack Frost.
Aww.
And she got the joke and wanted to show her friends.
But that's not George Carlin.
If that didn't put Daddy to bed with a smile on his face last night. Catherine, I love you.
It's me.
Yeah, hopefully they're doing a memorial for her boyfriend up in New York tonight. And that's going to be closure on that subject. So, think of my daughter today. She's dealing with that. We'll take a break and we'll come back with more fun and more thrills right here on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hi, I'm Ina Garten. My favorite podcast, The Mike O'Mara Show, is incredibly funny. But sometimes when I want to listen, my hands are full. Literally.
It's not easy to download a podcast with a fistful of roasted eggplant spread covered with a reduced garlic aioli. Or if you're 10 little piggies or cradling a standing rib roast with a crispy Gruyere Yorkshire pudding. That's why when I'm in the Barefoot Contessa kitchens, I rely on Alexa. How easy is that? All I have to say is, hey Alexa, play the Mike O'Mara Show. And the most recent episode plays right away. How easy is that? Even Jeffrey can do it. And I actually really hate him. In fact, we really hate each other. It's like being married to a hobbit. How tragic is that? TMOS and Alexa, they go together like little thin slices of salami and caperberry. Now back to my custard.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Joybird. Tis the season to get cozy and snuggle up in your home. Your furniture should suit your needs, but also feel uniquely you. That's where Joybird comes in, with over 50 fabric and leather options, three shades of wood, and over 250 unique silhouettes. Hello, wife. Do the math. Joybird's got a lot to choose from. The days of settling are over with Joybird. Your personal, one-of-a-kind style can match your furniture. Joybird offers a range of kid and pet-friendly upholstery options, plus free fabric swatch kits are available to let you see and touch all the fabrics, and free personal design consultants will help you go from inspiration to creation.
Aha!
Quality handcrafted furniture and a 365-day home trial. Skip the furniture store and bring the showroom home. Sit on it, sleep on it, and break it in. If you don't love your Joybird, return it. Create furniture that matches your own fearless style at joybird.com/TMOS. See how Joybird can help make your dream space a reality today at joybird.com/TMOS. Go to joybird.com/TMOS and receive an exclusive offer for 25% off your first order by using the code TMOS. And we thank you in advance for that, everybody. All right, update on the NFL. If you want to know, the championship games have been determined. It will be Oakland against Oakland against Cincinnati in the AFC championship game. And it will be Philadelphia against why do I have to call you? What's going on? Anything good? Really?
Mike is now talking off mic into the window to his wife.
Okay, so it's Oakland. It's Oakland.
Oakland?
Oakland and Cincinnati in the AFC.
Right.
And in the NFC, it's the Los Angeles Rams against the Pottstown Firebirds.
Yeah. Oh, really? Did they make it this year? Yeah, they beat the Oilers.
The Pottstown Firebirds will be playing the Hartford Knights.
These are teams from your youth.
Yes, the championship game will be played at Dillon Stadium in Hartford, Connecticut.
Oh, I can't wait to get out there to the commissioner's party.
It'll be a Friday night. It'll be a Friday
night. It's a Friday night Super Bowl.
Mary and little Mike O'Mara will be driving into Hartford, and Bill will meet them in the parking lot at Dillon Stadium, and then in his business suit, walk into the stadium and get mad at the drunks that are working at Whitney Tool and Die.
Do you have...
Thank you.
Okay.
Yes. That's my small town.
As far as
it was very hee-haw of you.
As far as ETAs go, we should update Rob. Rob?
Yes.
You will have your money this week.
Oh, good.
So we'll figure that out.
Good.
Yes.
Mike and I had a brief conversation where he said, does he really need it? And I said, yeah, he really needs it.
That is not true.
Let him have
his
little...
There was never, ever a statement.
Let him have his little magical thing.
You won your bet.
Yes.
You won your bet. You don't particularly care how your money gets there, right?
No, just so that it does.
Okay, that's all he cares
You know what
about.
He's going to do with it? He's such a sweet
boy. Going to buy a big screen TV.
He's such a sweet boy. He's like, I've been saving my money for a new TV. He's like, it's so sweet. Like, it's
there's
perfect.
Nothing that
for the
makes
man
me
that
happier.
Will never watch a game on it, but he's getting his TV.
But well,
we were talking about how important are rich black coloration for you. I said, I need it. I need it for 1940s Warner Brothers.
He needs deep blacks.
I do.
It's so congratulations again.
Thank you.
On an incredible, both of you are to be congratulated on your incredible seasons that you had.
Ooh,
and me,
it was very
I got a vow to do better. I think we should do it again.
I didn't see the Ravens losing as far as our
that shocked
that,
me.
That blew my mind. Blew
the
my
Ravens,
mind.
The Ravens lost to the Buccaneers, right?
Mm-mm. Yes, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
No, no. Try again.
Who do the Ravens play? The Titans.
Titans.
The Tennessee Titans, yes. Will be
former Miami quarterback.
So it will be the Titans against the Chiefs. I think the Chiefs are going to walk into
the
Super Bowl.
Ravens were going
to
do that.
But the Chiefs surprised me in the first half because I, didn't expect to see that. And then last night, the Packers held off the Seahawks to win.
And the Packers
are going to be taking on the Niners. So that's pretty classic right there. Mm-hmm. San Francisco 49ers against the Green Bay Packers. Classic
this week,
NFL.
We could have a visit from one of their former coaches.
One of the Packers? I think that would perhaps be worth hooking up the reverb. Or I could just do it in this room.
I was going to say, you already sound like it.
Hey, what's all this texting bull?
Oh, can you imagine how much Vince Lombardi would hate texting?
Yeah.
Call me on my rotary phone.
Right. Hey, you got your nose. Hey, how you doing there? Hey, Forrest Gregg, you got your nose in that phone like you used to have it in tail.
Baby.
All right, that's it. So are you, is anyone
Baltimore,
excited?
Baltimore Billy, probably feels the same way I do. As I watched that game and I said, what happened?
I don't know how a defense can show up to the old stadium and not show any effort whatsoever. I think it sucks on ice.
Yeah, what about next year, Billy?
Next year, there's always hope. Always hope for the Orioles. Always hope for the Ravens. And, hey, Mr. Commissioner, how about getting us an NHL franchise?
Oh, it'd be okay? Good. It'd be great in Baltimore.
Got tiny little towns up in Canada. You might as well pop one down here in Baltimore.
Where do you want to put the rink?
I don't know. Put it down by the Inner Harbor.
Actually, just have freeze the harbor.
Out of doors.
That'll be fun. We have to take a break again. Sorry, we're running late today. I have wonderful news you may not need.
Oh, good.
This is the second day in a row I have a news you may not need that pleases me greatly, but you'll have to wait till the end. That's coming up next right here on the Mike O'Meara Show. Whoa, whoa.
Hey, it's me, intern Dahlia. You know how everyone always says that the best things in life are free? Well, that's just communism infiltrating American culture. In America, we pay for things because if we don't, the commies are going to replace every American flag with the hammer and sickle. Do you, our loyal listener, want your independent wealth stolen by Soviet ideals? I think not. So buy the Mike O'Meara bonus show. Pay for your entertainment like a red-blooded American should. Thank you.
Thank you, Dahlia. Appreciate it. Welcome back to the Mike O'Meara Show, brought to you by our bonus packages. I know what's going on. The holidays are over, and you ain't got no money. What you need is a laugh and a tube of A&D ointment.
Yes. Mm.
Well, skip the skin protectant and instead grab the TMOS bonus show, because anyone can afford the TMOS bonus show. You can pay with it with change you find under your car seat. But don't eat those French fries. Yeah, bad for you.
Yeah, goldfish plus, crackers, too.
It will cure your post-holiday doldrums. It's commercial-free, no-holds-barred, sixth episode of TMOS, and features Mike, Oscar, Rob, Maddie, and Meghan Markle as the disruptive in-laws.
Who?
This is great.
And Meghan Markle as the disruptive in-law. Pony.
Oh, okay.
So, management regrets the error, and Pony is not a part of the royal family. Not yet, anyway. Not yet, anyway.
Right.
That's funny.
Philip can't last forever, and that queen has needs.
That's too funny.
Baby.
Just click the banner on our website, and you'll get access to all of our bonus content, and you'll be helping TMOS. It's your ticket to the laugh thicket. Copyright 2020.
We're trying new stuff.
Oh, you last must thicket? Have had the booze last
thicket.
Night.
What's a thicket?
A thicket is a gathering of weeds and trees that are usually the same species, but it's very thickly populated, kind of like the three of us stick together.
Got it.
Lots of thickets around Kensington Palace, where Pony will live someday.
That's right, when he's boning the queen.
Sir Pony.
It's going to be great. TMOS bonus show brought to you by Meatballs. If you like meat in the shape of a sphere, try a meatball. Great in a sauce, pasta, or right out of the jar. Eat a meatball as big as your head. half by the bonus show. If this is Sid Caesar speaking. Oh, you had to be blottoed when you did that.
I thought it was nice.
play, turn the thing up and play the thing.
Yeah, please.
News.
Thank you.
Sid Caesar was a TV guy, Oscar. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Lord Bloom.
But he will be. One of the most, this is so damn sad. One of the most celebrated drummers in rock history is no more. You can have a little in your audio vault.
Neil I do. Peart. I have some stuff. I'll save it for the vault, though.
God damn it. God, cancer sucks.
Oh, I know.
Neil Peart from Rush died last Tuesday of brain cancer. He was 67.
Young.
It makes me sad because I'm 60. That sucks. The band announced it Friday morning saying, quote, it is with broken hearts and the deepest sadness that we must share the terrible news on Tuesday that our friend, soul brother, and bandmate of over 45 years, Neil, has lost his incredibly brave 3.5-year battle with brain cancer. Rest in peace, brother. Peart never made his illness public, which is just cool, in my opinion. But it obviously had something to do with the fact that Rush had been inactive since the R40 Live tour in 2015. So glad I got a chance to see him play.
As a drummer, can I just ask, because, you know, I like watching musicians play,
yeah,
but you have a better understanding because you are a drummer.
What it takes.
What was it like to watch him, and what separated him from rock drummers? Because I know he did some throwback stuff, too. He knew techniques.
He loved Buddy Rich. He loved Buddy Rich, which is cool. What separated Neil Peart was innovation and growth and never... I think there were faster guys, probably, but he innovated, and he loved sound, and he played with sound, and he experimented with sound, and so it wasn't just... and his kit.
Oh, my God.
The single greatest drum set you will ever see. When Rush went on tour, they mounted it. Hardware mounted it to one piece that went on the back of a flatbed truck, and they took that with it. Little things like that. And then when you saw the thing, it was just absolutely cool. Amazing.
I marveled at the fact, because they would do shots of it like from where he sat.
Mm-hmm.
I wondered how he reached everything. It was big. Yeah, it was amazing.
Yeah, Neil Peart, Safe Travels, his first album with Rush was, there was a drummer before him named John Rutsey, I think his name, but he joined the band in 75, so he's been with them almost for their whole run. Fly By Night, the first album, the hits, Tom Sawyer, you know that one, Limelight, Closer to the Heart, Fly By Night, Free Will, and New World Man, some of the smash hits from Rush.
Such
and,
a band, and you know. I love the fact the industry loved Rush. They just loved them, and they should have, because everybody in the band was exceptional. Their vocalist was off the charts.
It seemed like good guys.
Yeah. This is look, I'm calling my shot. I could be wrong, and I'm sorry for bringing this up if I'm wrong.
Geddy Lee.
No. Was Rush, I guess, was that concert the one where Jeff Shamrock threw up in the back of the...
Amen. Yes, sirree. That was the one.
Yes! My memory is still intact.
The only concert we went to as a group. Yes.
I probably, you know, since Neil passed, I probably should call Jeff today.
Yes. Please do. More than 50 years after he played Robin, this proves that you can be elderly. You can be at the end of the line, and you can still be a creepy dude.
Okay.
This guy has been creepy from the get-go. Mm. More than 50 years after he played Robin on the Batman TV show in the 1960s, Burt Ward finally got his star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame last week, and he celebrated by oversharing. Burt told the crowd that his bulge was a little too big for network TV, so they tried various methods to hide it, including pills that were supposed to actually shrink his equipment.
Oh my God.
That's what he says as a 90-year-old man
been saying this story for a long time, and I actually one time went and watched season one of Batman. He is so full of crap.
Right.
There is nothing to be hidden
you
there.
You went to go see how big it was?
I went to say, I wanted to see if there was any effective measures between episode 6 and 7. And no, I think this is a totally manufactured story on his behalf, because you know what? Adam West never mentioned it, and he loves stuff like that.
Here's the quote as he's getting his star. How about a little dignity? How about a little class?
And also, how about raising the bar on who gets a star?
Yeah.
Burt Ward? F him.
He said, quote, I took them for 3 days. These are pills to make his penis shrink. Give me that right there. That tells you how credible this
is. I know.
I took them for 3 days, and then I decided that they can probably keep me from having children. I stopped doing that. I just used my cape to cover it. Oh, God.
Fire!
What the hell? What's going on? Well, maybe, you know, who knows? Maybe he's out of it. 1917, the surprise winner. God, I want to see that movie.
I do, too.
At the Golden Globes last week and over the weekend. Not sure how it did with the Oscar nominations this morning. We'll talk about that tomorrow. It dethroned the Star Wars movie, Rise of Skywalker, at the box office. It made $36.5 million, more than double the $15.1 million that Star Wars made. Like a Boss. Does anybody know that movie?
What's Tiffany Haddish movie. Yeah. It's a R-rated comedy.
That was the highest grossing new movie. It made 10 mil, so that's not that big a deal in Hollywood circles.
It's about a guy who wishes happy birthday to everyone every day on Facebook.
Have a Boss birthday.
A new study found that half of us let all of our photos, songs, and other files pile up to the point that we've never deleted a single file from any of our devices. 52% of Americans say they've never deleted a file. 33% are holding on to stuff that's more than 10 years old. And four more quick stats. The number one reason we don't delete files is that we're worried we might need them someday. 78% of us have transferred old files to another device to avoid deleting them. 24% of people would be embarrassed if someone went through the digital stuff, especially all the embarrassing pictures. And on average, about 25% of your storage is devoted to old, unnecessary files. Are you guys hoarders when it comes to your devices?
God, I would say I fall into all those categories.
Yeah.
But the one thing that has worked, and I know it's weird and it still mystifies people, is the cloud. The cloud has saved me multiple times.
Yep.
Right. The cloud.
But also, every time I've upgraded a computer, it's been so much more storage space. Yeah. There's really no need to delete this stuff. I don't know that I could find it, but I'm sure it's still tucked away in there.
Yeah. Just like a napkin in a couch.
That's right.
Yeah. I have family photos and Nicole Aniston.
Also great.
Thank you. And now a little something. Gwyneth.
Yes.
Gwyneth. Oh, boy. Goop.com is selling a candle that's scented like a woman's lady part.
Mm.
Well, Goop was selling them, but they sold out. $75 a pop, sold out. The candle is called, and edit if needed,
all right.
But I'm going to call the candle what it is. The candle is called This Smells Like My Vagina. That's the candle. The story goes, Gwyneth was developing scents with a perfume company, and when she tested this particular one, she said, this smells like a vagina. If you're wondering what that scent is, it's, quote, geranium, citrusy bergamot, and cedar absolutes juxtaposed with damask rose. I hope I'm pronouncing these
correct.
Is it damask? Who knows?
It's dead ass.
It's dead ass. And ambrette seed. So that's the candle's fragrance.
Yes.
And don't worry, even though it's sold out quick, there's a waiting list when it comes back.
That's fantastic. Yay. That's good news.
Why don't we say some koalas, you know?
Yeah, I know.
These candles are out of control.
There'll be people listening to this that will go to goop.com. today to get the candle.
Your pony's on already.
This smells like my vagina.
Always wanted to know.
On a related note, Goop is discontinuing its candle called Chicken of the Sea.
You
I'm
win!
So sorry.
You win!
Thank you.
Winner!
Thank you. Gotta make room. Something had to go. That's the way it goes. We'll take a break and come back with the audio. Right here.
New year, new you, Mike. We know love is a battlefield, but what about life? It's why this week on the Oh My Golf Show, we are showing you how to hit your 2020 goals by making a battle board. Plus, we know you like it dirty, but we're going to talk about clean eating and how veganuary can make and change your life. Grab a plate and subscribe now to the Oh My Golf Show on YouTube and Apple Podcast.
Thank you, Angie. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Zappos. 2020, it's our current calendar year. In addition, it was a great TV show. It also means perfect vision. And 2020 is the 20th year that Zappos is continuing their perfect vision. A vision of over 1,000 trusted brand names to help millions of customers create a long-lasting wardrobe that they love. And Zappos does it with the absolute best customer service and a selection that is unmatched. No matter what it is, if you wear it, get it at Zappos. Look your best in 2020. We just ask that you support us both by accessing Zappos through our website. Just click the banner. As always, Zappos.com provides fast, free shipping, free and easy returns, 24/7 friendly customer service, and a 365-day return policy. Thank you, Zappos. You make us look good all year long. Let's open up that audio vault with Rob Spiewak. Take it away, Rob.
Neil Peart, part two. You mentioned innovation when you talked about how he was. And also, I think a lot of times they give drummers credit for having rhythm and style, but they don't give them the moniker of musician.
Right.
And listen to this. Here's a montage of some of his fine work. The first thing you're going to hear is him playing tubular bells. And tell me this is not musicianship. Something I did not know is that in addition to being their percussionist, did you know he was the main lyricist for the band?
Yep,
he wrote almost all the words.
Oh, wow.
I'm a big Rush fan, so I know all the stuff about Rush. Yeah, absolutely. He's a brilliant guy. Brilliant. Incredibly well read. Read all the time. Reader.
Here's Neil Peart talking about his lyrics.
The words can carry different freight for different people, of course, but those who do have the sensitivity to pay the kind of attention to lyrics that I put into them, it's wonderful to connect that way, to feel that you're not playing down to anyone. We've always had the impression that people are just as smart as we are, so if we can figure this stuff out, they can too, you know? And we're not being that terrible damning word pretentious. We're not pretending anything. This is really what turned us on this year, you know? Lyrically, it's always been a reflection of my times and the times I observe, but everyone is a reflection of me.
Sad that he's gone, but what a legacy he leaves behind.
Man, it just hurts. It hurts the more I hear about him, because he was that kind of guy. And by the way, didn't like to hang out and do the after things after a show. Liked to hit the road. Rode a motorcycle on one of their tours all around America. And just a special dude, really. Yeah, what a shame.
Pleased to play his music today. This was pretty cool on the NFL yesterday, the NFL coverage. They surprised Jimmy Johnson by announcing to him that he was going to make it to the Hall of Fame in this class. But they did it on live television.
He didn't know until... that's cool. That's a big deal for these guys.
The guy who runs the NFL Hall of Fame, I guess it's in Canton, Ohio, just walks onto the set, and you hear Jimmy sort of bristle. And this is a neat moment.
It's my great honor to tell you that you're going to be the 328th Hall of Famer.
The only thing I can think of is all the assistant coaches, all the great players... They're the reason I'm here, and they're the reason I can't talk.
All right.
No.
Where's your Bob?
I mean, this is so special to me because when you put in the work that we put in, it's nice to know people appreciate it.
The one weird thing is that the bronze bust.
And that's wrong. You said bristle. That means bristle. You kind of get angry.
Well, I mean, he definitely, right? he you could see that he put it together.
Is what he did.
He put together what was happening. It was a neat, neat moment. You should look at the video.
I wish I'd seen that. That's very, very cool.
The one thing is the bronze statue that they've commissioned for the Hall of Fame, the hair is going to be softer than his real hair.
Jimmy Johnson, there you go. Deserves it, man. Oh, what a run with the Cowboys.
God. Now, it's a lifetime now that we live in 2020 where stupidity goes viral and is rewarded. I take you now to the Canadian version of Family Feud. Yes, there is a thing. And this answer in a tie-breaking round, okay? It's a one-answer question.
Name Popeye's favorite food.
Chicken!
Oh, my God.
Show me chicken!
Spinach, Sherry.
Stop that. So, Popeye's favorite food is not chicken. Popeye's favorite food is spinach.
I like me spinach. Good.
Well, she lost, but here's why it's so great to be alive in 2020.
She getting interviewed on TV shows now because she's so stupid.
Better. She lost $10,000 by screwing that up, but Popeyes have sent them $10,000 worth of chicken to make up for the money they lost on Canadian Family Feud. So she goes viral.
It's a win-win.
And gets rewarded.
Duh.
You know what?
He's upset. He's really mad.
Wouldn't
right
you
now.
Want that? I want that.
I bet she doesn't understand Neil Peart's lyrics. That's what I'm saying.
I would eat a po' boy sandwich every day.
Oh, red beans and rice for days, but still, she's
so
an
good.
Idiot.
Cajun fries.
Like, let's say you work your whole life and you get to be a state representative in the state of Missouri.
Oh,
or
boy.
Sometimes they
go.
Say Missouri. Mm-hmm.
Missouri.
And you get up there with your big hipster beard, and what's the first thing you say when you're in session?
I would like to introduce some very special folks to me. First of all, my smoking hot wife. where?
That's funny.
That is a Representative Scott Cupps.
That is so
That's
funny.
Cool.
Who
like
early
that.
In his term might be cited for perhaps exaggeration.
Oh, you saw the video.
Yeah, huh? A little Googling, sure.
Oh, that's why he's being sweet.
Yeah,
he's being
smoking sweet. Hot. Big long beard on this guy. Big long red beard.
Oh, really? Okay,
yeah, I don't think exciting. Re-election is in his future.
Okay.
All right, let's focus our attention, Mike, to the Galapagos Islands. The giant tortoises of the Galapagos were an endangered species.
Mm-hmm.
And largely because they didn't have enough males down there to get it done. So they shipped a male tortoise to the Galapagos Islands. He made 800 offspring. He single-handedly saved the species from being endangered.
Oh, horny little tortoise. Yeah, that's awesome.
And he took
I
his,
like that story.
Took his time. So I thought you might enjoy the sound of turtles mating. I'm sorry, tortoises mating.
Not safe for work.
And because, Mike...
Similar to humans.
Some humans.
Peter North.
Me.
And then, Mike, to close, a favorite from the past.
Would you like to play the sound? This is the sound of Carla rejecting Mike in the middle of the night. This is Mike coming over, tapping on the... And I roll back over.
Hey!
Hey!
And Mike, just from an old favorite, it made me think of this. And you'd wonder why I save everything. This is the sound of a baby tortoise humping a shoe.
Yeah, I remember that one. There you go. That sounds exciting.
Oh, I'm sorry. That's the sound of Matt Bloom in the royal bedroom.
Oh, with the poon candle.
That's stop it.
With the poon candle.
That's what he's fixated on.
Have a great Monday.
Boy,
that's right. A
lot of bows being put together on one big package. That's right. It. We got to get out of here. We'll be back tomorrow with another show because it's Tuesday. It's what we do. For Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana, Pony, His Majesty Pony Boy Bloom, and Princess Maddie Mazziello, this is Mike O'Meara saying so long, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Ciao, ciao.
Before you go, please make a mental note. Today's show was made possible by the TMOS bonus packages. You can secure yours right now by going to MikeO'MearaShow.com and clicking on the red bonus banner. Buy it or give it. Either way, you're helping out TMOS, and that's a good thing. Thank you, and go in peace.
Mike O'Meara, Radio Entertainment.
You're drinking too much, Your Excellency.
Excellency Fiddlesticks. My name's Fred. And I'm just a man, same as you are.
You're not a man, you're a bishop, for God's sakes!
There is no God.
Oh, fudge.